I'm Ken Hemmings, and he is Chris Lang, and welcome to another of these regular property briefings. Again, a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Thanks, Ken. And before we started, you were quizzing me on how events might unfold during the rest of 2015.
Yes, I was. And I realise you've touched on some of these aspects in several recent podcasts, but given your background as an economist, I thought it might be helpful for our listeners to hear your overview. Let's start with the falling Australian dollar.
Well, yes, the dollar has plummeted somewhat from 93 US cents in September of last year down to regularly being under 80 cents. And the falling dollar has been welcomed by the country's major economic players, including the government, Reserve Bank and Treasury, and the lower dollar ought to help the economy in its transition away from mining-related activities to non-mining economic activity. But it will make it more expensive for consumers over time who want to buy things from overseas, either through the websites or just the imported goods from overseas, plus to travel overseas. On conversely, it'll make it cheaper for people to come visit Australia, which will help in boosting our economy. But look, it's a fool's game trying to predict where the dollar's going to be in 12 months' time. But that's the job of the currency strategists, and already some of them have come out with predictions for what's going to happen for 2015 and beyond. The Reserve Bank would like the dollar to be around 75 cents. And the reason for that is that since the currency was floated back in mid-1980s, its long-term average has been around 70 to 75 cents. So the Reserve Bank Governor, Glenn Stevens, would like to see it return to that value, particularly after the terms of trade have fallen so much over the past 6 to 9 months. Now, some currency strategists are predicting that it will actually fall lower than that. I mean, I think the Commonwealth Bank Chief Strategist, Richard Grace, has come out and said that he sees by June it's going to be around 73 cents, and he believes the stronger US dollar and the narrowing gap between US and Australian interest rates, as well as the fall in commodity prices, is going to be the main reason for this. And I think he also feels that the combination of low inflation, rising unemployment, and the decline in our national income means the relationship between the dollar and the terms of trade, in other words, the price we get for our exports compared to the price we pay for our imports, will remain a pretty good guide as to the dollar's value. And since the terms of trade are expected to keep declining, that means our currency could be expected to remain weaker over time.
What about interest rates? I mean, where are they heading?
As far as interest rates are concerned, we're in almost uncharted territory at the moment, because the Reserve Bank has, up until February this year, kept the official cash rate on hold at 2.5% for nearly a year and a half. And that's an incredibly low figure historically. And the bank seemed happy with the low rate because it encouraged housing construction, which is a good thing. But there'd been also a strong house price and apartment price growth in Sydney and Melbourne over that period. And nationally, the house prices rose 7.9% last year after lifting 9.8% in 2013. So there's been concerns both inside and outside of the bank that strong house price growth will encourage speculative investors, which may not be able to make their payments when rates begin to rise again. But the bank still needs to encourage non-mining parts of the economy if it raises rates to dampen house prices, and it could snuff out any sort of fledgling growth. Now, so the bank clearly was in a dilemma in February, and it wasn't helped by the political turmoil, the lack of business confidence in the last quarter for last year, and there was a sort of general confusion. So I suspect that the drop that occurred was more for a confidence booster than anything else. I mean, late last year, Glenn Stevens had indicated that he was happy with the cash rate at 2.5%. So it was a bit of a surprise that he reduced it to 2.25 in February. But then there are some economists, like Deutsche Bank and Westpac, predicting that the RBA will have to cut rates by 0.5 percentage points this year to stimulate Australia's weak economy. On the other hand, the Commonwealth Bank economist Michael Blythe said recently that he thinks the bank will keep rates on hold until February of next year, 2016, after which they'll begin to lift rates. So the economy and economists are somewhat divided as to where they think the future direction is. I mean, the traditional thing is when you've made one interest rate cut, you make another one either the next month or shortly afterwards. So the trend is that there's probably really only going to be one more, and at 2% is where it would finish up as far as the RBA is concerned. But, I mean, inflation is not an issue, and with the drop of oil prices, that has certainly helped that inflation. But whichever way you look at it, the cash rate is going to remain historically very low this year. And it all hinges on, and the bank, by dropping it, has now got to put pressure on the banks or funds lending to constrain their loans. Because the issue you've got is that if interest rates go effectively double and go, let's say, to 4.5 to 5%, which is considered neutral territory, somewhere in that 4.5 to 5% is considered normal for interest rates. Now, yes, it only might go up 2.75%, 2.75%, but as far as the people who have now borrowed, that doubles their repayments. And that's the issue that the Reserve Bank is trying to weigh up. If it has to raise interest rates, and as the economy picks up, and it will, whether it is during this year or in 2016, interest rates will have to rise so that the asset value, whether it's shares, property, whatever, just don't get out of control. And when that happens and the economy needs to be cooled a little bit, that's the problem area where home buyers' mortgage payments are going to at least go up by 50%, probably 100%, in other words, double, as interest rates creep up to what is considered to be a normal figure over the long-term average of interest rates.
How do you see the overall cost of living changing over the next year or so?
Ken, look, trying to predict where cost of living is likely to go in the next couple of years is going to be pretty difficult. I mean, few people would have predicted how much global oil prices were going to fall last year after the OPEC deliberately produced more oil than was required to push prices down. I mean, prices are continuing to fall and have dropped to, you know, decade low figures. And I mean, it means that many of Australia's, well, for the world really, their disposable income has increased. I mean, it's not only individuals, but corporations as well, because, I mean, fuel costs are an integral part of our personal life and our business life. And if petrol prices remain low, it means that many of us are experiencing a fall in the cost of living, all other things being equal. Now, you've got to look, at low interest rates. They're also helping the cost of living down and making it much easier to get car loans and home loans and all those sort of things that go to everyday life. And, the argument for home loans is complicated by the low interest rates having helped push up house prices, as we've discussed. And overall, I suppose economists say it's a good thing, particularly with the construction of new homes, not so much the trading of old homes, because there's no real productive value other than, assets increase in price. But with a new home, you're employing people, it goes into the local community. There's a genuine economic benefit from that. And, if you look at the growth in house and apartment pricing, I would imagine over the next 12, 18 months, you're going to see somewhere around 4 to 6% per annum increase. And, if you go back to, I think we've discussed this in earlier podcasts, that yes, the last 2 or 3 years have been 10% or more growth, but then if you go back to the global financial crisis in 2008, where prices dipped, if you average it over that period, it's probably only going to be 3.5-4% per annum. So to drop back to 4 to 6% is probably about right. And, on the other hand, if the dollar falls to 75 cents, as the Reserve Bank would like it to do, then that's going to make imports more expensive, both from a retailer's point of view, importing things or just buying things on the internet overseas. And also, travelling overseas is going to be more expensive. But then again, you're going to see the influx of people coming to Australia. Wages are growing so slowly that they're barely keeping pace with inflation. In fact, some wages are probably slipping backwards. But then, that's going to make our industry more competitive, which is what's necessary, because there haven't really been productivity gains over the last 4 to 6 years. Wages have crept up, but really there hasn't been any improvement in our productivity. And with this reduced wages, that's going to help employers who will be encouraged to take on more workers. It may not be helping the waged employees, but really we want more people working and, bring the employment rate down from, 6.4, 6.6, where it's expected to peak. Now, economists think that the pressure on keeping wages down will probably continue for the remainder of 2015, maybe run into next year as well. Now, you've got to look at what goods are likely to be more expensive and, if any, what are going to become cheaper. Well, with a weakening dollar, imports will be more expensive. Manufacturing goods, the component parts purchased from overseas are going to be more expensive. And as I said, overseas holidays will be more expensive as well. But, goods purchased within Australia, such as, what we produce, but domestic holidays could become relatively less expensive. But, overall, economists are saying that even though the weakening dollar will make imports more expensive, things like electrical goods and cars and other manufactured imports are actually continuing to become less expensive each year, regardless of the strength of the dollar. So that could have a cancelling out effect. So, overall, Australia is pretty well placed. As I said, I was surprised. If you'd asked me back in January, I wouldn't have expected a rate reduction by the Reserve Bank. Yes, there is a faltering in our underlying confidence as far as business is concerned, but that's partly political and the machinations and the arguments between the Liberal and the Labor. And I guess if that can be resolved over 2015 and the economy, we can get, instead of arguing against each other, we can start to have a focus on what is necessary to get the structural issues of the budget under control and therefore move forward in a productive manner. You know, I can only see an upside, and I think a lot of overseas investors, as far as commercial property are concerned, look at Australia, and apart from some of these issues, and I think we're more consumed and concerned about them than overseas investors are, they see Australia as being pretty stable, pretty predictable. Yes, we have some borrowing issues and imbalance in the budget, but relative to most other Western countries, we don't have a problem. It may develop into a problem if we don't address it, but right now we don't have a problem, and that is in itself causing a dilemma and forcing people not to address some of the issues that could loom over the next 5 to 6 years. But right now, Australia's in good shape, and I believe that properly managed, and if the politicians get their act together, we're going to come out of 2015, 2016 in really good shape.
So, on balance, your outlook remains rather positive for Australia.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, sure, there will be certain parts of the economy adversely affected by the falling dollar and fuel prices. However, most Australians should see and feel that things are improving over the next 12 to 18 months.
Once again, thank you for your frank and encouraging assessment of things.